I think we are not at all worried. We are not intimidated because it's a legal nullity. The ministry or the permanent secretary has no authority to write that note. If anything, we are simply suspended because of a serious misreading of the law. There is a statutory instrument, Section 6 of Statutory Instrument 45 of 1998, that allows registered organizations to visit their members within working hours. And we are equally surprised as to where the permanent secretary is getting this authority. And we dismiss it with the contempt it deserves. And we are simply saying they must stop harassing headmasters as they are doing. Because we have it on good authority that they've asked several headmasters to write reports on what PTUZ was saying during the meetings that they held. And we want to believe that Mrs. Tshigwamba must be advised correctly and accordingly that what she is doing is illegal.
Are you going to challenge this development?
We surely are. We are obviously going to make it very clear because already we have engaged the minister, Comrade Dokora, because he called me personally before he left for Brussels. And I want to believe we are obviously going to raise many other matters. Like we have said, we want to meet the president. And we also don't want to take this matter upwards because we have so many other options. We would want the Attorney General to genuinely advise the permanent secretary that she is delving into a territory she is not qualified to interfere with.